fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. Welcome back to the show. I should remind you, this is a live call-in show. The call number is 800-313-9443. And we will take your questions and comments. This is your chance to ask the expert, so to speak. I am an expert when it comes to preparedness and the use of firearms and defensive measures of that nature. So this is your chance to ask your questions and get some good answers. If I don't know the answer, I'll research it and get back with you next week. I had a conversation last night with a gentleman. He's a distant relative we had never met previously. He's from the East Coast. He's a machinist. Has a business where he repairs props off of ocean-going ships. Everything from small props to the large ones for the large ocean-going cargo ships. When he found out I have steam engines on my website, he was very interested. Of course, he's a machinist. And he knows the value of steam when it comes to making power. And it's unusual. It's unique You know, what Mike Brown is doing and the steam engines that are being offered, steam engines suitable for the farm and the ranch, small horsepower steam engines. You may, when most people, when they think of steam, they think of two things. They think of the steam locomotives of the 19th century that Jesse James would stop the steam locomotive and hold it up. Or they think of the steam-powered automobiles from around the turn of the century, the Stanley Steamer and so forth. However, ladies and gentlemen, and when it comes to creating large amounts of energy, steam has always been the way to go. As I frequently say, a nuclear submarine is a steamboat. A nuclear-powered aircraft carrier is a steamboat. A nuclear power plant making electricity is a steam plant making electricity. All the nuclear energy does is make heat to heat water, which becomes steam, which makes the energy. Now, Mike Brown's steam engines don't use nuclear power. Clearly, they don't. They use anything that will burn. Most people would use wood. You could use coal. You could use dried out cow dung. You could use old textbooks and make electricity by burning whatever is at hand to make your steam and make your electric. So that's a pretty special thing. That's a very unique thing. And if you want to be independent and have all the power you need, plus a massive surplus of hot water for domestic purposes or even industrial uses, a steam engine and boiler are definitely the way to go.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live now on Sunday, the 24th of June. I apologize for the 10-minute delay there. I'm on the West Coast and got my time zones kind of backwards, so that's my mistake. Anyway, we are live. It is Sunday, the 24th of June, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I've been researching and consulting with Professor McCanny, getting ready to publish my first update to my article, No Need for Panic, in about a year. And I have to thank one of my listeners for initially stimulating the thought that in the inquiry that led to this update. And not quite ready to publish it. We're close. Once it is ready to go, I'm going to have it posted on my website. The update will be one page, possibly two pages, that you can look at it at no charge, print it out, distribute it, whatever you want to do at no charge. I thought about all the different ways to get this out to you guys, and it appeared to be the least problematic for me just to put it on my website and let people look at it, download it, print it out, whatever they want to do, rather than me trying to distribute it in any other fashion. I can tell you briefly what it has to do with. It has to do with rising ocean levels, tidal waves, tsunamis, flooding. I've known for more than 2 years now, right at 2 years, I should say. It'll be 2 years, and we're at about 22 months, about what the Navy's been saying in these classified briefings about rising ocean levels, tidal waves, flooding, and so forth. That these events place over a very rapid, short period of time in a very violent manner. The men who were telling me all these matters had been briefed, but they weren't scientists. They were just told a very shorthand, abbreviated version of what was going to happen and not really finding out why or how. Here's the deal. I've been to the University of Southern California Geology website, and it turns out that what I'm about to tell you is fairly common knowledge in geology and oceanography, other disciplines, the U.S. Navy, for example, as follows. According to the to the University of Southern California, these ocean levels vary high and low as much as 180 meters, which is 594 feet. The world's oceans are literally millions of square miles, about 139.5 million square miles. Millions of these square miles are hundreds of feet above what we call sea level, and millions of square miles are below what we call sea level. So, okay, now let's back up a bit. The reason for this is the Earth is not a perfectly round globe like a cube ball or a basketball. It's very irregular. And because of these irregularities and because of gravity, we have these differences in ocean levels. Gravity is what holds this water in place, these extreme variations in ocean levels. For the tidal waves, tsunamis, flooding to happen in a violent, rapid manner, we would need an outside force that would overcome gravity and cause these events to happen. That brings us straight into Professor McCanny's work, Emilia Velikovsky's work, Zechariah Sitchin's work, all of which document the geology and the history as recorded in ancient writings of what's happened in the past, and of course the science that Professor McCanny talks about in his writings. So the bottom line is, where is the water going to come from? The answer is, it's in the oceans. It's been there all the time. It's always been there. All it's going to take is outside forces to overcome gravity and cause these events to happen. Now, that's a very that's an extreme summary of what will become the addition to my article, my paper, No Need for Panic. Once it's been reviewed by all the people that need to review it, it's been edited, it's already had a fourth rewrite, I will publish it on my website, and I will include it with all future editions of my paper, No Need for Panic, making it 19 pages instead of 18 pages. It's been problematic. It really has been problematic these past couple of years to understand myself and try to explain to others where the water is coming from, because quite frankly, I couldn't really account for where that much water would come from that quickly. But now we know. And it's a major piece of the puzzle, an absolutely major piece of the puzzle. These events, ladies and gentlemen, the ocean-related events, the abrupt climate change, the volcanism, the earthquakes. From the records we've got, both historical records and geological records, all these events will probably be happening at the same time. And throwing on top of that the possibility of a pole shift, and you certainly have what's frequently referred to as the end of the world as we know it, which has become an acronym, Teotihuacan. Kind of a funny acronym, but there's some accuracy to it. The world will go on. The world has survived these events a number of times, and the world will survive this event. It won't be the same world that you and I have always known for so many centuries or decades of our life, but the world will go on. Anyway, this is a live call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and you're certainly welcome to call in with your questions and comments. I was talking to my friend Greg DeRogier the other day about Amsoil synthetic lubricants. We were going to try to get him on this show. He had some scheduling conflicts and couldn't make it. We hope to have him next week focusing on diesel fuel additives. But coming up, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the June 2007. Welcome back to the show. I still have not caught up with Freeze Dry Guy yet. He got a copy of my article, No Need for Panic. Looking on vacation, I hope he's read it. He said he would read it. And I'm looking forward to talking to him about it. And discussing the implications of what my paper bring to the table. Of course, I always need to remind myself this is radio, and we always have new listeners every week. You may be wondering, who is this guy, John Moore, and what does he look like? What's his bio, and so forth? You can find out all that information at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can see my photo, read my bio. Got some interesting things there that you can't find anywhere else. Video taped seminars in front of live audiences dealing with preparedness. My book, No Need for Panic, my article, No Need for Panic, and my book, Feel Safe Anywhere, You Can Be Your Own Bodyguard. Check it out. At $5 or $9, if you get both articles listed together, No Need for Panic and the Department of Defense report on abrupt climate change. It might be the most important $9 you've ever spent in your life. the best spent $9 you might ever spend in your life, would be another way to say it. Anyway, we have our first caller on hold, and that's Quentin from Wisconsin. Are you there, Quentin?
Hello, John.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. A couple things been on my mind. I'm still working my water routine in case the occasion where I would have to evade an attacker, I would be able to survive by going into the water and swimming this half a mile I've worked on up or downstream. And I was wondering a couple questions. Is it better to move in the water upstream or downstream?
Oh, don't. This is how people drown. A river, anything that's got a current, usually it's going to be a river for most of us. If you've got to cross a river, you plan on going at about a 45-degree angle. Don't get too caught up on the angle. And ending up considerably farther downstream, depending on the current and how wide the river is. If you fight that current, I don't care how strong, you could be an Olympic athlete, that current will wear you out very quickly. And unless you've got some kind of serious flotation device, you will become a casualty and you will drown. Don't fight the current. Go with the current and gradually move your way across the stream. That's the way it's done.
Yeah, thank you. Now, the other thing is I was out looking for some materials, and I find that these 9, 10, 12-inch pneumatic wheel and tires that they use on lawnmowers, they make a good-sized inner tube that can be deflated and folded up and stored in a bag and blown full of air at the last minute, so your gear could float along with you as you swim and drag it on a rope behind you.
Well, that's true. Here's something you might want to consider, Clinton. The 5-quart bladder canteen, or U.S. Army issue, it can be used as a canteen, or you can pour out the water and fill it up with air and use it as a flotation device. Your inner tube is useful only as an inner tube, where the 5-quart bladder canteen is useful for both inner tube and canteen.
I wouldn't want to get rid of my fresh drinking water only in an only must-do occasion. Now, you know, I was watching a movie the other day. It was really interesting. It's Robert Duvall, who's one of my favorite actors, in he made this movie called Assassination Tango, and they were filmed in Buenos Aires, and all of a sudden my jaw dropped because I got a brilliant idea in one scene where there was an old man in the neighborhood where they were at with a foot pedal, treadle, grinder, tool grinder to sharpen knives, axes, and so on and so forth. Would you imagine that that would probably be a saleable item in light of some of the considerations we've all become aware of? Can't find it at Walmart, that's for sure. Are we gone?
Okay, I'm here. Quentin, are you talking about offering a tool grinding service for people?
Not a service, John. I saw that. Did you hear everything I was able to say? You went blank on my end.
Yes. It was a film, and in the film, one of the characters was grinding and making tools, or sharpening tools.
Yeah, one of the scenes of the movie, there was an old man in his neighborhood, and he was operating a foot treadle, which was powered the wheel for a grinder. Electricity, right? So saying, hey, I could learn to make that, and you can't find stuff like that at your local Walmart. So I'm imagining...
To fabricate, build, and sell foot treadle grinders.
Right. Do you imagine there's a market for that these days?
Well, that would be... There's none at the moment. Those items routinely come up in farm auctions around in the Ozarks.
Oh, they do?
Hold on through the break, Clinton. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
Sunday, the 24th of June, 2007, and we're visiting with Clinton from Wisconsin and discussing preparedness-related matters. Clinton, are you still there, sir?
Yeah, hello.
Okay, go ahead.
We were talking, and you said you see that stuff all the time in the auctions down there by you, but I don't see it up here, up north, and I sure would like to get some plans or one of those machines. And
well, what you may need to do, Clinton, is buy one. And then reverse engineer it, take all the drawings off the dimensions from the existing piece of equipment. These are pretty simple devices, and the most difficult thing to get may be the stone itself, the wheel.
Really, I got to agree with that. It's real difficult up here to find any kind of sources of raw materials like that that could be used in fabrication, even though they talk a lot about all the manufacturing going on up here.
If you use mild steel, and wood, most of it would be fairly easy to fabricate.
Oh yeah.
And as opposed to hardened steel.
Yeah.
But with bending and grinding and so forth, the stone itself, I've never looked into it, quite frankly. I'm not sure. There may be a place on eBay or the Thomas Register is where I would look to find something like that.
Well, I've got a stone.
You got
a
stone?
I don't even remember
well,
where I've got the stone, but you can go into most hardware stores and buy grinding wheels that they slip on to I forget the word of
a mandrel. It's a typically it'll be a half inch shaft. Most hardware store stones are going to be maybe 6 to 8 inches.
Yeah.
Where the stone you would want for the kind of foot pedal operation you're looking at would probably be maybe 24 inches in diameter.
Yeah, large like a pizza, hey?
Precisely.
Yeah, really. So you know, going back to the swimming thing. My real question was, though, you know, it's interesting how you answered it. When you're trying to attempt to evade an attacker,
yes, sir.
The common knowledge is the thing that I would wonder, and the common knowledge suggests that the guy's not going to try to fight the current. He's going to let the current carry him about whatever downstream, and you want to keep yourself approximately 35 degrees perpendicular to the shore.
Right.
Now, I think it might be better to... if possible, move upstream in some way, even though you understand that there's going to be a strong part of the current.
I've tried this. I'm a fairly athletic guy. Even though I'll be 60 years old in 2 months, less than 24 months, or just 24 months ago, I ran the 100-meter dash in less than 16 seconds. I've always been pretty athletic. This current, Clinton, I don't know if you've tried to do it, but I have. You try to swim against the current of any stream, you will wear yourself out, especially if you've got a weapon, ammunition, any kind of field gear. You'll wear yourself out real quick. You want to move upstream, get across the stream first, and then move upstream on land.
Yeah, all moving water has that current, John, and I'm wondering if there's anything available to actually test, and who would know even what the proper term would be to test the force or the energy of that current, so you could perhaps make a quick test to determine whether your training might enable you to go across a small river or a creek that has current, and then
the creek's one thing,
move contrary to the common assumption that the evasion is going to take place in a downstream direction.
Right. Well, if the stream or the creek is deep enough, your feet won't touch the water, and you're actually swimming.
Right.
No pun intended. You're going to be in over your head real quick in terms of the energy you've got compared to the energy you need.
I hear you. So you're always going to have to go for the expected then anyhow in that scenario.
Well, hopefully the pursuers won't want to get wet and won't want to jump to the creek or the river themselves.
But that's something that's been working out and helping for me in my natural course of trying to keep my vitality together as a man in this age group that we're talking about now. I think it's important for men not to let them get too weak. You know, I don't necessarily feel like I have to be a
bodybuilder
or any competitive thing, but I got to keep myself healthy enough so I'm capable and fit. And I have
here's a mistake, Clinton, in most American. It's an American cultural thing in terms of strength. Most American males focus on anaerobic strength. That's like doing bench presses.
Yeah, like look how big my biceps are.
and as opposed to aerobic strength. When it comes to combat or any long-term survival situation, what you need is aerobic strength more than anaerobic strength. If you look at the physique of a successful Ironman competitor or even an Army Ranger, you're going to see that thin physique with not a whole lot of muscle mass, as opposed to the Arnold Schwarzenegger physique, which is a tremendous amount of muscle mass,
which is
anaerobic strength.
Sure, by that.
Anaerobic strength looks good, and there's time and a place for it. However, it's aerobic strength that will carry you through long-term survival, will carry you through combat, where you have to do a lot of lifting and a lot of exertion of small things for long periods of time, as opposed to bench pressing 150 or 200 pounds. That may impress the girls, but you rarely see an Army Ranger, you rarely and almost never see an Ironman competitor who has that kind of physique. It simply doesn't cut it.
Really?
Really.
No, I understand. So, I'd rather be able to rapidly move 3 to 5 miles than be a big, tough guy that could whoop three guys' butts. You know what I mean?
Well, it's, and here's another way to look at it, and I agree with you, Clinton. It's your strength compared to your body weight. You know, being able to bench press a tremendous amount of weight is wonderful. However, how many chin-ups can you do?
Yeah.
I know guys who can bench press 200 pounds but can't do 10 chin-ups.
Yeah, really?
Seriously. I mean, they're incredibly...
I couldn't do it myself either. My weight and strength ratio is way out of balance.
Right. So that, this is not just for the purpose of Clinton and I talking. This is for all you gentlemen out there, whether you're 20 years old or 60 or 70. Focus on aerobic strength as opposed to anaerobic strength for long-term survival and for combat.
Endurance.
Absolutely. Endurance is where it's at.
That's right. Well, thanks for taking a few moments to chat with me this afternoon, John.
So anytime, Clinton, and thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, well, thank you. Do you recall what those grinders were going for at the auctions? Thereabouts, just a rough guess, John, is all I can work with.
Oh, it's... If it's in the... Here's how it breaks down. If it's in the useful category, which would mean you could just put it in your truck and unload it and use it, that would be $1 value. If it has... If the wood's damaged or rotten, if the stone has nicks or chips out of it, which they almost always do, by the way, then it falls into the cutesy antique ornamental category. And I wouldn't even care to guess what these dollar values would be, because I haven't been to one of these auctions for a long time.
Okay.
I would look on eBay, quite frankly, and track, without a doubt, there'll be some of these devices on eBay for sale. Everything in the world, from safety pins to aircraft carriers, is on eBay.
You've got a good point there. So thank you and good day, then.
Okay, thank you, Clinton.
Bye.
The call-in number is 800-313-9443, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, freeze-dried guy is the place. If you want to improve your inventory of high-quality freeze-dried food, go to where the government goes. Go to where the loading docks back up and load up 18-wheelers full of the best quality food. FreezeDryGuy.com. He has a telephone number. It's 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333. Or, of course, his website, FreezeDryGuy.com. If you haven't been to my website for a while, TheLibertyMan.com, you're in for a treat. We are offering interesting products and services, some of which are very unique and can't be found anywhere else. Others, like cruises and tours, package tours, or airline tickets or lodging, kind of a travel agent, offering these kinds of travel services and plane tickets and lodging at the discount internet pricing that you've expected to find. However, it's a service I'm offering, and it helps John more, and it helps to move things along. And once I get sufficient income from this show and from these various pursuits, I'll be back on shortwave, and that would be beneficial for everybody to have John Moore back on shortwave. So check it out. Check out my website, thelibertyman.com, and you'll find some interesting products and services there. The call number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443, and we invite your questions and comments. I'm up in the Pacific Northwest this week visiting my daughter. That's why I was 10 minutes late getting on the show. I hope I haven't got disconnected. I heard a click just then. And the time zones kind of jumped up and bit me here, where I thought I still had some time before I came on air. But I have a very diligent engineer And he called me, and we got going. I think we only had about a 9 or 10 minute delay, thank goodness. Different weather, different part of the country. Went from being down deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks, where it's been highs of low 90s every day for a couple of weeks, to highs in the low 70s up here in the Pacific Northwest in the Seattle area. Massive change, but a good change. Good to be up here visiting. I got my copy of James Wesley Rawls' expanded edition of his book the other day, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. The book has two new chapters. I'm about one-third the way through the book. I can't tell you how many times I've read the book. As always, Mr. Rawls did an excellent job on this book and on the two new chapters. His new publisher, Ex Libris, has done a very professional job in printing and binding and order fulfillment. I might be working with him on my new book. That remains to be seen. So I hope to also get a case of these books and be selling them off my website. You'll be able to get them more quickly from me than from the publisher, since I'll have them in stock, and they do what's called print on demand, which is not an unreasonable length of time. It's about 12, 14 days from the time you place your order till you have the book in your hand. Not bad at all. I encourage people to read this book. I'm such a big supporter of this book and the principles enshrined in the book that I wrote an index for the original edition. One of you listeners has been asking for a copy of it, and I've made a short search for it and haven't been able to locate it yet, but as soon as I do, I'll be getting that to him. Of course, does not apply to the new edition because all the pages page numbers are different, and we have two new chapters. It's highly unlikely I'll prepare a new index. It's quite an undertaking, a labor of love, so to speak, to do such a thing, to prepare an index for a 200-plus page novel. Needless to say, been looking at some economic news. It's always alarming. Is it more alarming than normal? I don't know. People always want to know timing. They want to know dates. And you know, when's everything going to fall apart? The people running this government, running this economy, ladies and gentlemen, are very clever. And they have all the resources that one can imagine. This economy will not fall apart if they choose for it not to. The caveat being the Red Chinese, the People's Republic of China. They have enough of our debt that if they chose to, if the People's Republic of China chose to, they could cause great harm to our economy by doing two things. Stop purchasing our debt in the forms of treasury bills and treasury notes and start selling the U.S. debt that they have, which, of course, is treasury bills and treasury notes. That one country by itself could start what might be called a run on the bank or a panic. What we have is a federal government spending money like a drunk sailor. And that spending is supported by foreign governments, mostly central banks, foreign central banks, purchasing this debt in the form of treasury notes and treasury bills. Once that party stops, once that cakewalk stops, everybody's going to be scrambling for a seat. Seat being selling U.S. debt, getting out of U.S. Treasury bills, U.S. Treasury notes, and getting into safer forms of investment. If that hasn't happened yet, will it happen? I don't know. Certainly a possibility. I don't try to get too much into the prediction business. It really doesn't serve much useful purpose. I have become aware of certain things, like the evacuation plans of the U.S. government for the areas near the coastlines for their people, not all their people. And if you work for the Department of Agriculture or Health and Human Services, you're not likely to be on the list. If you work for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, you're not likely to be on the list of people who have designated shelters and carefully constructed places by the U.S. government. not likely to be on those lists. So I don't try to do any predictions. If I do have specific knowledge, I share it. I do share that knowledge when that evacuation begins, which is January of 2009, ending in December of 2009. It's only 18 months away. Otherwise, I encourage people to get involved in preparedness as a lifestyle, as a way of life, where being prepared spiritually, being prepared in body, being prepared in substance, which would be the things that you own, such as supplies and tools and so forth, and being prepared in skills. Preparedness is a way of life. It is a way of looking at the world. We have our break coming up. Call 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the show. The John Moore Show focuses on preparedness. We talk about a lot of things, and of course, being a live call-in show, the callers really set the agenda. Plus, I have a guest, and we got some interesting guests coming up the next few weeks and months. Regardless, if you have a question about preparedness, whether it's got to do with physical preparedness or spiritual preparedness or equipment, whatever it might be, please call in. This is your chance to get your question answered and discuss it a little bit. We have on hold and ready to come up here, John from Florida. John, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Long-time listener. I think it's a second-time caller. Down here in the Palm Beach County, you always talk about the rising water levels. Well, if that happens, we won't even have Florida left. But wouldn't a sailboat, like a 40 to 50-foot sailboat, wouldn't that be a good thing to have, I would think, because it's not really practical for me to find, you know, some real estate up in the mountains. You know.
Okay. Here's what's going to be happening all at the same time. Now, what I'm saying, John, is based on written records from cultures that were keeping written records and calendars 3,600 years ago, as well as a geological record, which is in the form of bones and artifacts that have been dug up by people who do that for a living. It appears that the rising water will be in the form of a very violent, rapid event. In addition, at the same time, there's going to be storms with 200-mile-an-hour winds, volcanic events, seismic events, and more. Now, being in a sailboat when there's 200-mile-an-hour winds is probably not the best place to be, regardless of what kind of sailboat it is. I think it would most likely be pretty much ripped to shreds and fail to accomplish the goal of preserving your life. So I wouldn't want to be on any kind of vessel, with the exception of a submersible. Most people aren't going to have either the money or the expertise to acquire and operate any kind of submersible of any size. So that's not an option for most people. It was, however, one of the first responses that my submarine veteran offered as being viable and a good thing to do. I looked at him as if he had two heads. But now, after these events are over, if you happen to have access to any kind of boat, sailboat or otherwise, that could be very useful. If you had a sailboat that was secure and safe from these events and not damaged, you may have something like that that you could use for travel, transportation of people and goods from place to place.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about, like, the Chattanooga area? Is that would that be a safe place up in the mountains there?
Yes and no. As far as earth changes, yes. As far as your closeness to tens of millions of hungry refugees, no.
Yeah.
That's why there's two parts to this. One is how safe you are from the earth changes. The other is how close you are to massive concentrations of human refugees. You're awfully far east. Hold on through the break, John. We got a break coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's true, gold and silver.